This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here as we cover a lot of things around the Umpqua Valley and sometimes get to interview people that are brand new to the area and find out more about them and where they're working. And we've got from Adapt Integrated Healthcare, the new CEO, Stephen Barron. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So I guess, first of all, talk a little bit about your background.
Yeah, well, let's see. I've been in healthcare for over 30 years. I have worked for large medical groups, integrated medical groups, multi-specialty medical groups, health plans, hospitals, hospital associations. I've had behavioral health background, and so I've been doing that for a long time. I have been in a lot of different states, a lot of different areas, and grew up in a rural area, very rural, about 1,200 people in one's flashing light. We didn't even have a stoplight. And so worked, and so familiar with the rural settings as well.
So where was that at, where you grew up?
I grew up in a small town in Pennsylvania.
All right.
But kind of west central Pennsylvania.
So how did you get interested in healthcare as a career?
You know, it was actually kind of a fluke. I was taking a class with a friend of mine in college. It was in my sophomore year. I hadn't declared a major yet, and he was taking a class, and it was called Healthcare Planning and Administration 101, and took the class and just kind of developed an interest right away. So, and changed my major to that, and that's the rest is history.
So what was your major before?
I was undecided. So I was what they call DUS, I can't remember. Anyway, Division of Undergraduate Studies.
Just keep studying until you figure it out.
Exactly.
So what was it about healthcare that got you interested?
I think it was the combination. I think it was, first of all, there was obviously a business aspect, a business component to it, but it was business with a twist. You're not making widgets and things like that. It was more about, you know, a business, but you're in the business of caring for people. And that, to me, was just a great combination.
Now, over the time that you've worked on this, a lot has changed in healthcare.
Yes.
And what's it been like to be on the business side of that?
Well, it just becomes more challenging. I mean, with the various programs, with various cuts, with, you know, the shift from, you know, what was once insured, you know, commercial insurance and folks having insurance through their work, and, you know, just the shift from those settings, and even the folks that have insurance through their work, you know, their higher copays, higher deductibles, and so it's just become, you know, more challenging and to really understand it, number one, but also to keep up with it and stay ahead of it.
And at the same time, you're working for all these different organizations, and were any of them nonprofits?
Yes, a couple of nonprofits in there. The hospital associations were nonprofit. I was with Kaiser Permanente, and we had I was on the health plan side, which is nonprofit.
So a lot of differences, I imagine, working on the nonprofit side and the for-profit side.
Very much. I mean, ultimately, we're all doing the same thing. It's really about, kind of the focus, the reimbursement, obviously, was an aspect of that, but just the focus of the clientele, the folks that we deal with.
And everything keeps shifting. Has that been a challenge?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's there's the increase in, you know, those who are uninsured, underinsured on Medicaid. You know, we see that all the time. And then, you know, there's also the question of how those are funded and how will they continue to be funded. So
what led to you coming to Adapt?
I was interested in looking for something where I felt like I was. I said something to the effect of I want to do good things in an organization that's doing good things, and I just want to make a difference. The other organizations I've worked for, you know, been great organizations, but their main focus is what they, you know, what their primary business is. And there was always some small provision for indigent care the needy, and programs like that. And they took that very seriously, but it was really just a you know, something on the side that we did. And adapts focus their mission. You know, the folks that are being served are most in need, and they're the forgotten oftentimes. And so to be able to really serve that population and make a difference, really spoke to me. It's the right place and the right time for me.
And had you ever been in Roseburg before?
Oh yeah. I was with the Oregon Hospital Association, which is in Portland, back in the late 90s and early 2000. And so I went out to all of the hospitals. And so this is actually my second stint in Oregon. So I was in Oregon, left to go to Colorado for a number of years and then came back.
So where were you at in Colorado?
I was in Denver, but I worked primarily in Colorado Springs for about 10 years there. So
what have you learned about the Roseburg area since taking over about a month ago?
Oh, it's great. I love the people are great. It's nice. It's easy to get around. Not that Eugene, where I most recently was difficult, but it's great to get around. The folks are great. It reminds me a lot of where I grew up. I grew up in the Johnstown, Altoona area. And I kind of liken Roseburg to Johnstown. While it's not a huge city, it was the largest population center, and then it got very rural very fast outside of that. And so it reminds me a lot of that. So Johnstown to us was a big city, and they had a lot of things that we didn't have out in the rural area. So reminds me a lot of that.
And how long were you in the Eugene area?
About 5 years.
So as you get used to adapt, what are some of the things you've learned about adapt since you've been here?
Well, what really impressed me with the folks, the teams, the board, just everybody involved, is their level of commitment, the passion and compassion they have for the populations, that needy population that we serve. I've been in a lot of organizations, and everybody's got a mission statement, but I've never seen an organization like ADAPT that lives and breathes their mission statement every day. So,
and explain more about what that means.
Well, as I said, just taking care of those populations, having programs and services, but the level of commitment and passion that folks take to their job every day, and just caring for those that most in need, the most vulnerable populations.
What's impressed you about the people from ADAPT? Obviously, you haven't gotten to know everybody yet, but the ones you've met so far.
Just as I said, it's the commitment they have to that, to helping to improve the lives of those needy populations. And so, as I said, it permeates the board. It's the hourly frontline staff. It's the leadership team. It's everybody. It's just pervasive throughout the organization, which is the great thing.
All right. The new CEO of ADAPT, Stephen Barron. We're going to take a break. Back in a moment, the interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson coming at 1. Later this week, Congresswoman Val Hoyle scheduled to join us, among other guests on Inside Douglas County. Stephen Barron, a CEO of ADAPT Integrated Healthcare, new to the area, but having spent time in Oregon over the years as well. So talk about, among the services ADAPT provides, about the whole mental health side. That has been really the last several years. That's been a bigger and bigger issue.
It has. The thing is, so many of the folks who have a mental health condition that we're able to diagnose, they also have physical health issues, and many of them also have substance abuse issues. And so, the fact that we're able to integrate all of those services and provide a more comprehensive, care plan and treatment for folks is, I think helped a lot. But there's just unfortunately a never-ending supply.
Well, and it seemed like, going back 10, 15 years, maybe, that mental health care was kind of more on the side. It was like a separate thing. There were some laws on the federal level that changed that put it kind of a, I guess I would describe it as a parody, that mental health care was as important as physical health care. And that would include things like insurance coverage and availability of services and all that. Given what's happened in the last few years, what talk about the importance of that being available.
Well, it's critical, obviously. I think you're right. There's been a real push to recognize behavioral health, mental health, you know, issues, which, again, you know, can exacerbate or you know, create physical health issues and things like that. So we're, you know, it's been important that, you know, we have the providers, that we have the network that we have of folks across the four county region so that we can, you know, provide the services that we're able to.
And mention that four county part, because people around here, most of whom are listening in the Umpqua Valley, mainly think of ADAPT about being here, but you do serve the other communities. Remind folks where they are.
Yeah, we're in the southwest corner of the state. We've got Douglas, Curry, Coos, and Josephine counties that we serve, and we have various programs throughout. We offer behavioral health services. We have, you know, various things, partnerships with this local school districts, you know, counties, and so on. So we're in the, again, the whole four county area.
And very different in terms of being integrated. In fact, ultimately, that's, you know, been incorporated in the name of the organization for a number of years now, versus for mental health used to be you would have your counselor, psychologist, other mental health professional tended to be, you know, their own practice and kind of a standalone.
Yeah.
And the realization that sometimes when somebody comes in for physical health care, there's really a mental health care component to that. And it seems beneficial to be able to address it within the same organization, at least if not under the same roof.
Absolutely. We have we're able to integrate folks regardless of their point of entry into the system. So if they come in through the behavioral health side, we're able to incorporate them and integrate them into our primary care side and you know, medical side. So being able to coordinate that and integrate all of those services makes for a much more robust and comprehensive, you know, results as well. So
now, with your business background, you've got to be kind of a numbers guy.
I guess so. Yeah.
I mean, you've got to get everything. You know, T's have got to be crossed and I's have got to be dotted. And that seems like one of the complexities of healthcare right now is making it all work out financially.
It is. You know, I think ADAPT is especially complex because I think we're looking at partnerships that we have at the local level, the county level, the state level, the federal level, a variety of programs and funding sources that we have to coordinate and work with, and making sure that we're compliant with a lot of these various programs. They all have their own requirements, and so it is a very complex organization when it comes to that funding piece that we're talking about.
Now, in the 4 weeks that you've been here, have you been able to actually get out to the other parts of Southwest Oregon that ADAPT deals with?
Not yet. I've been down to Grants Pass, and that's as far as I've gotten so far. So, but that is absolutely the part of the plan is to get out and see all the various locations, meet the folks, and really get an opportunity to, get a comprehensive message and a consistent message out to everybody so that everybody knows who I am and that my door's open.
So if you hadn't taken that class back in college, what do you think you'd be doing now?
I don't know. That's a very good question. I know growing up, one of the things that I wanted to be, I've always been a sports guy. I grew up, you know, playing sports, coaching sports, officiating sports, and I've always had an interest in that. And I think as a kid, I wanted to be a sports broadcaster, actually. So,
well, we might know people down the hall that might want to talk to you at some point. And in fact, I read that you're actually was it football official or basketball?
Football. Yes.
And how long have you been doing that?
Well, let's see. I started many years ago at the high school and junior, you know, JV level and things like that. And you just work your way up through the system. So I probably started about 25 years ago, I think. And, I've been at the Division I level for about 12 years. So,
And so what group of schools are you working with right now?
I'm in the Big 12 football conference.
So you've got a lot of little extra traveling and all that.
I do, yes.
So is that, how does that work in terms of, obviously you've just gotten here, but generally for you, I mean, being at a CEO level at a healthcare organization is a lot of work. Is getting away and being able to do the sports officiating, is it kind of your mental health break?
It is, actually. That and going to the gym. Those are my two, that's my opportunity to decompress. So I work remotely on Fridays. I'm available before, during, and after. You know, when I'm at layovers on an airport, as long as I'm not at 35,000 feet, I'm available and dial into meetings and do whatever I need to do to get it done.
So what's the last game you officiated?
Just last week I was at... Where was I?
That's because of all that travel. I know exactly what that is like because I've known other officials.
It does. Every week it's like, you know, which hotel room am I in? And where was I last week? You got me really thinking now.
Well, maybe that'll...
come to me.
it'll probably come to you eventually. After just a month, I know you've really got a chance to just get an overview of the organization. As you look forward, though, with your time here, what are some of your future ideas for ADAPT?
Well, first of all, I was at Kansas last week. It just came to me.
There we go.
So I had I was at Kansas. So Oklahoma State at Kansas. Future. At this point, as I've said, Dr. Brigham laid such an amazing foundation for the organization. And, you know, I have not had a chance to uncover or find anything. He's got a great team he's put together. We've got programs all over. We've expanded, during his tenure, 11 years, I think. The expansion and the growth has just been phenomenal. And really, my plan right now is to working with the board and the leadership team to really, assess where we are and what do we want to be when we grow up. I don't have a set plan for us at this point. I really don't think we're gonna grow to other counties or do whatever is prudent, whatever makes sense for the organization and for the population we serve.
What's it been like dealing with the board so far?
Great, amazing. They've been they're very supportive. They are enthusiastic. They believe in the mission and want to support the mission just like the care delivery teams.
And I know on that board, you've got a lot of people with, in some cases, decades of experience here. That's got to be helpful.
It's very helpful. I've had a lot of folks reach out to me and say, hey, how can we help to, welcome you to the community? Anything you need to know, what can we do? But they also have some history of the organization and know where we are and where we are right now and how we got here. So that's very helpful.
Is this fairly unique compared to some of the other things you've done?
As far as
just kind of the overall organization,
it is it in some aspects. I mean, it's as I said, the complexity, the substance abuse disorder. I've been involved in a lot of the behavioral health stuff, of course, the primary care stuff, but the substance abuse is something that's new to me. So I'm working through getting up to speed. It's a steep learning curve for me on all of this because, as I said, the comprehensive nature of the services we provide. So there's a lot to learn.
All right. Stephen Barron, new CEO for ADAPT Integrated Healthcare. Thanks for coming in. We'll check back with you in a few months.
Sounds good.
All right. 1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.